thank you all parties for standing by. All lines have been placed on listen only until the question and answer session of conference. The call is being recorded. If you do have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I will now turn the call over to your speaker today, Mr. E.K. Koh, and you may begin.
Thank you, Laurie, and very good morning to all of you, and thank you for attending today's call. Today's call will talk about how Tivoli can help healthcare providers overcome some of their identity access management solutions. Let's start with slide number two. We live in a time now where there's a great opportunity for us to address healthcare in very new and different ways. There are more and more devices that instrument the various aspects of health, and they are getting interconnected. And there's an opportunity for us to provide intelligent solutions to how these devices can work together. On slide number three, we take a look at how Tivoli is able to respond to the healthcare opportunity. As you are aware, IBM provides several solutions that addresses different layers of security, starting from physical infrastructure to people identity. The Tivoli solution addresses the identity access assurance, and it's in the people identity layer. On slide number four, we take a look at some of the unique challenges that are facing healthcare today. First, a typical healthcare provider has to deal with a lot of different suppliers, caregivers, doctors, physicians, and a lot of these users come and go, and they are contract workers, and they turn over really quickly. So healthcare providers have a challenge of managing these identities. On top of that, there are many different ways in which they can provide access to these users. This could be within the hospital facility. This could be from remote offices, from within the physician's own medical practice, or this could be through handheld devices. And all these different devices need to be secured, and all the data that they're accessing need to be protected. So healthcare providers are faced with a myriad amount of challenges, and they need help with the identity access management solution. On slide number five, we take a look at some of the pain points that the industry face. First and foremost, we have to recognize that most healthcare providers have patient medical records that spread over multiple systems. So a typical clinician or caregiver has to log in multiple times. There could be as many as 8 to 10 passwords that he has to log in order to get the medical record of a patient. And that has to be repeated every time he moves from one medical workstation to another. And very often you find that they have to log in 3-5 times every 3-5 minutes. So there's a lot of passwords, a lot of login they have to deal with. Second, a healthcare provider has to deal with a lot of regulatory pressures. There is the HIPAA rule in the U.S. where patient information has to be protected. There is the European Directive on Data Protection that requires patient information to be protected and audited. So a healthcare provider has to illustrate that they are able to comply with each of these regulations. Next, they face a lot of help desk pain. As we said, many users, many clinicians, many physicians have to log in with 8 to 10 passwords, and they have to do that, you know, very often. And a lot of times they forget their passwords, and they have to get the passwords reset. That leads to loss in productivity, that leads to a lot of help desk calls, and that costs money. Last, there's a lot of sharing of workstations within a healthcare provider. They have clinical workstations on the clinical floor that are typically shared between the nurses and the physicians on that particular department. And those kiosk machines have to be secured, but at the same time, clinicians must be able to access information very, very quickly from these kiosk machines. On slide six, we take a look at some of the priorities that healthcare providers have. When we talk to healthcare providers and CIOs, some of their top priorities include the need to improve quality of patient care and patient safety. So they are looking for systems that will give caregivers more time to care for patients and less time dealing with IT systems. Next, they need solutions that provide risk management and protection of patient information. They need to have ways in which they could manage the risk of information access, by the same time making sure that the right physicians have the right access to the information they need at the right time. Next, they need to improve the productivity of caregivers. Every minute spent logging in is a minute less that they have to spend with patients. So they're looking for systems that could speed up access to health patient medical records. Next, they are also looking for centralized management of information access. As we highlighted, many of these providers have to deal with the challenge of many different users, interns, contract nurses that come and go all the time. And they need to be able to centrally provision these users, and more importantly, centrally deprovision these users. And they are looking for solutions that are easy to integrate and fast to deploy, because they have a lot of systems, and all these systems have to run 24/7. So it is very important that these systems that they roll out can integrate easily without disrupting their existing infrastructure. Last but not least, they are looking for solutions that can help them with regulatory compliance, with reporting for patient privacy. Now on slide 7, we highlight how our solution, the Identity Access Assurance for Healthcare, can help meet some of these requirements. First, the Identity Access Assurance solution for healthcare providers will provide workflow automation. So when they log into their workstation, we will automatically log them into the applications that they need and even start them off at the right point in the screen where they have to get started. What that does is it helps them improve productivity and helps them spend more time with their patients. Our solution is also integrated with context management. We work with a partner called CareVex that will help ensure patient safety. Next, we provide strong authentication. They can use their building access badge that they get used to get into the into their facility to also log them into the network. And that gives them options for risk management. Next, we provide session management. We provide ways of switching users quickly on kiosk machines so that physicians can and nurses can effectively share the kiosk machine without losing time, without losing productivity, and at the same time securing each of those sessions. We also provide, through our identity and access management solution, centralized identity and policy management, so they can centrally decide which users should get accounts and which users should not. With password self-help, with single sign-on, we can help reduce the number of passwords they have to deal with and therefore reduce the help desk calls. And last but not least, we have complete reporting capabilities that will help them comply with regulatory requirements such as the Data Privacy Act and such as HIPAA. On slide number 8, we take a quick look at the Kivalea Identity Access Assurance solution for healthcare. This solution comprises three key components. One is identity management. Here we have our identity manager. Kivalea Identity Manager can centrally provision and deprovision users. That allows you to centrally control users as they come on board into the organization, and as they depart, you can terminate them immediately. Next, we provide access management. Here we have a suite of single sign-on solutions, starting with our TAM-ED, which allows you to build patient portals, physician portals, or our T-FIM solution, which is the federated single sign-on solution, which allows you to build information exchanges between you and other hospitals and your suppliers. And also TAM ESSO that provides enterprise single sign-on that will help you do session management, fast user switching on your clinical workstations, and also to single sign-on with one password to all your medical applications. And last but not least, the Tivoli Identity Access Assurance solution provides a dashboard that will report on all the different activities and ensure that you are in compliance with those regulatory requirements. On slide number 9, let's take a look at who this solution is meant for. Now, most healthcare providers are about 1,000 users, the larger ones maybe 5,000 users and above. So our recommendation is that for larger healthcare organizations that are 5,000 users and above, that you recommend the Identity Access Assurance solution for healthcare. And this will come with the provisioning solution, will come with our unified single sign-on solution, and also our Compliance Insight Manager reporting solution. Now, for hospitals that are about 1,000 users or between 1,000 and 5,000 users, we recommend that you start them off with the TAM ESSO solution. Now, even as you do so, please remind them that we have the entire Identity Access Assurance solution where all these different pieces are integrated, where they can grow into that solution as and when they are ready. So this is a strength that IBM has. We can start them off with the ESSO solution, but yet assure them that they can grow with us when they are ready. We should also target customers that have 10EB, TFIM, or TEAM already deployed. And if any of these healthcare providers, customers of yours, have one of those components, then we should upsell them to the Identity Access Assurance solution. Next, we should be aware that for a healthcare organization, the CIO is the one that holds the IT budget for a solution like this. So we should proactively engage with the IT organization. But bear in mind that healthcare is a relationship sell. The user community, like the CMO, the CMIO, the head of nursing, are very influential in deciding which solution gets selected. So please be sure that you engage with these other individuals in the provider organization very proactively so that we get their buy-in. On slide number 10, we look at some of the questions that we should ask as we call into these provider organizations. Now, some of these questions are designed to help you discover very quickly what are some of their pain points, what are some of the problems they have. For example, we could ask them if their users or their caregivers are having problems logging into their systems. Are they complaining that it takes a long time to get to the information that they need? If they're experiencing any of those problems, you know that they have a productivity issue, that our single sign-on solution could help them with that. We can also ask them if their users are generating a lot of help desk calls. If they are, we know that our password self-help solution, our single sign-on solution, can help overcome some of those problems. We can ask them if they are looking to implement physician portals or patient portals. If they are, our 10EB solution can help them with that. We can ask them if they are implementing role-based access control, that they are looking for centralized management of users. If they are, our TEAM solution can help them with that. So all these questions are designed for you to probe and discover their needs and then convince them quickly that we have a solution and an integrated strategy that can help fulfill their entire identity and access management requirements. On slide number 11, if you talk to a CSO or the Chief Compliance Officer, you can ask them if they have challenges with compliance. Are they taking too long preparing the compliance reports? If they are, our Compliance Insight Manager solution can help them with that. You can ask them if the users are sharing passwords, are they compromising data privacy? If they are, our single sign-on solution can help them with that. So slide 10 and 11 are designed to help you discover some of their needs and challenges. And if any of those questions can provoke their interest, then you know that we have a solution that can meet their needs. On slide number 12, let's take a look at some of the competitors that you will likely run into as you engage in healthcare. Now, two of the other competitive vendors you are very likely to run into include Improvada and Centene. Now, Improvada is a small company that has an appliance-based solution. So some of the pushbacks that you can share with our customer is that the appliance solution does not scale well. It does not allow them to leverage virtualization. Whereas with an open server like TAMESSO, they can use the latest virtualization and VMware server technology, and that is not a problem. Next, we have a session management capability called Private Desktop, which allows the kiosk machines to have a desktop session for each user that logs in. Now, Improvada just announced that capability as well, but our solution has been around for 2 years. It's a lot more mature. We ensure full compliance with ADGPOs, and we automatically handle single instance apps. So some of these more advanced capabilities they do not have. Improvada is also a point solution. All they have is a single sign-on solution, whereas the identity access assurance solution that we are discussing here would address their patient portals, their physician portals through web single sign-on, their provisioning requirements through our identity manager. So it is a much more complete solution that will grow with them, whereas Improvada will not be able to do so. And that's not to forget that Improvada is a very small company, and we all know what happened during the dot-com bust when the small companies just disappeared, and you, the customer, end up holding the ball with the solution that you bought. Very similarly, you might run into Centillion. Centillion is yet another appliance-based solution, and once again, it is therefore a closed architecture, and it does not allow them to leverage virtualization. Centillion is also very healthcare-focused. They claim to have all the major components, including provisioning, single sign-on, context management, reporting, and remote access. But this is a little company with about 100 employees. With five major components, we question how they could invest enough for each of those components, whereas the IBM solution is best in class for each of the components. So our customers need to be aware that they are probably buying into a solution, a Centillion solution, where each component is not best in class. Centillion also does not have the private desktop session management capability, whereas we do. Private desktop, as I said, makes it a lot easier for users to share a kiosk machine because we maintain a desktop session for each user. And next, the Centillion's remote access solution relies on the distribution of VM images, and these are very unwieldy and very difficult to share. And last, you might also run into CA. With CA, you can point out that they do not have an end-to-end, you know, audit and compliance solution. Neither do they have a best-in-class single sign-on solution. On slide number 14, we list some of the key SMEs in each of your areas. Please feel free to reach out to any of them if you have a need for help, for support, or sales support, or you have any questions. Now, the good news with this healthcare solution is that we have many good references. Now, I have Northwest listed here. I also have Community Medical Center. So let me just talk about Community Medical Center. This is a healthcare organization in the Central Valley in California, about 7,000 users, and their challenge was HIPAA compliance. Before HIPAA, the users shared generic passwords for all their medical applications. There was no login required. When HIPAA came along, they had to turn on passwords and make each physician log in and log out, and that created a lot of productivity issues for the caregivers because now they have to log in 3-5 times every 3-5 minutes. And what they decided to do is they make use of their building access badge to log into their TAMESSO solution, and TAMESSO will then start up all the different applications for the user depending on who he is and log in for them. And so with a tap of a badge that gets them into the hospital, it also, the same tap gets them into the medical applications that they need. And when they are ready to leave, they just tap and we'll log out for them. So very, very simple, tap in, tap out. And what that has done is that it has improved physician and caregiver productivity. It has put CMC at the leadership position in their region because they have the best IT systems. It has reduced help desk costs and helped them improve HIPAA compliance. Now, if you look at the bottom of this slide, there is a URL where there's a video case study, and I'll strongly encourage you to look at that video case study to understand the use case and also to share that case study with the healthcare customers that you are engaged with. On slide number 17, we highlight some of the key sales collaterals that you could use. This includes a white paper, includes a customer deck, a flash demo that talks about this solution, the CMC video, and the solution sheets. And on slide number 18, we list some more collaterals, some more information that you might feel that you might find useful. And with that, I close my presentation. I'd like to hand back to Laurie to ask for question and answers.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question from the phone, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. I will announce your name before your question. Again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone, and I will announce your name before your question. And, sir, I'm showing no questions at this time.
Well, with that, I want to thank you for attending the call, and if there is any questions that you have after this call, please feel free to reach out to myself or any of the SMEs listed in the slide deck. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference. Parties may disconnect at this time.